Lesson 23. I love the scriptures. Introduction for the teacher.
To prepare yourself spiritually to teach this lesson, please ponder the following. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints accepts the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, and the Pearl of Great Price as scripture. The purpose of the scriptures is to testify of Jesus Christ, helping us come unto Him and receive eternal life. See 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 26, and Helaman chapter 3, verses 29 through 30. The scriptures also contain stories about people who were blessed for obeying Heavenly Father. Nephi expressed his love for the scriptures in this way: "My soul delighteth in the scriptures, and my heart pondereth them." 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 15.
Preparation.
Read Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16, and 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 7 through 10, and chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. Be prepared to summarize these stories briefly for the children. Bring your copy of the scriptures. Mark page 70 in the manual so that you can turn to it easily.
Learning activities.
Begin with a gathering activity. For ideas, see page 3 of the manual. Prayer. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Doctrinal instruction. Show the children your scriptures and tell them how much you love the scriptures. Invite the children to say, "Scriptures." Tell them that we learn about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ from the scriptures. We learn that they love us and want us to be happy.
Teaching tip. When you teach children, you should use the scriptures frequently and find ways to have the children become comfortable using the scriptures. Teaching No Greater Call, page 59. Help them become familiar with the people and the stories in the scriptures. Help them see that what you teach them comes from the scriptures.
Scripture stories. Display the picture of Jesus and children on page 98 and point to Jesus. Explain that the scriptures teach us about Jesus. Open the Bible and briefly summarize the story of Jesus blessing the children. See Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. The following is an example. Jesus loves children. One day, some people brought their little children to Jesus.
Point to the children in the picture.
He took them in his arms and blessed them. Display the picture of Nephi and his family building a ship on page 70. Explain that the scriptures tell us about people who were blessed when they obeyed Heavenly Father. Open the Book of Mormon and briefly summarize the story of Nephi building a ship. See 1 Nephi chapter 17, verses 7 through 10, and chapter 18, verses 1 through 4. The following is an example. This is Nephi.
Point to Nephi in the picture.
The Lord told Nephi to build a ship. Nephi had never built a ship before, but he obeyed. The Lord showed him how to build the ship.
Have the children pretend to build a ship.
Song. Sing or say the chorus to "Search, Ponder, and Pray," Children's Songbook, page 109. And do the following actions. Invite the children to join you. Search.
Pretend to open the scriptures.
Ponder and pray.
Fold arms.
Are the things that I must do.
Point to self.
The Spirit will guide, and deep inside, I'll know the scriptures are true.
Pretend to hold an open book. Teaching tip. When singing or reciting a verse to children, memorize the words and actions. This will enable you to maintain eye contact and show them your enthusiasm for the activity.
Conclusion. Have the children repeat the phrase, "I love the scriptures." Share your love for the scriptures and your testimony that they are true. Prayer. Invite a child to give the closing prayer.
Optional activities.
Preparation. For the puppet activity, copy and cut out the figures of Adam and Eve, Noah, and Moses on page 99 for each child, and make an additional copy for yourself. Tape or glue a stick to the back of each figure to make stick puppets. Puppet activity. Let the children color the figures you have cut out. When they are finished, hold up your Adam and Eve puppet and invite the children to hold up theirs. Ask them to say, "Adam and Eve." Open the Old Testament and tell the children that the scriptures tell us Adam and Eve were the first people on earth. They lived in the Garden of Eden. Have the children pretend to make their puppets walk in the garden. Hold up your Noah puppet and invite the children to hold up theirs. Ask them to say, "Noah." Tell them that the scriptures tell us Noah built an ark and gathered animals into his ark. Have the children pretend to be animals. Hold up your Moses puppet and invite the children to hold up theirs. Ask them to say, "Moses." Tell them that the scriptures tell us the Lord gave Moses 10 commandments. Invite the children to hold up 10 fingers while you count to 10.
Teaching tip. While the children are coloring their stick puppets, tell them about the people in the illustrations. Explain that the scriptures tell us true stories about these people and many others who obeyed Heavenly Father. If you prefer, you could wait to assemble the children's stick puppets until after they have colored the illustrations. Or you could let the children take the illustrations home for their parents to assemble.
Activity verse. Recite the following activity verse and invite the children to join you. Teach me the scriptures.
Pretend to read scriptures.
They tell me the truth.
Point to self.
Teach me how prophets obey. Teach me the scriptures.
Pretend to read scriptures.
I must know the truth.
Point to self.
Teach me so I'll know the way.
Teaching tip. You can use activity verses at any time during the nursery class, whenever the children need to move around, or when you need to engage their attention. They are also a good way to review principles you have taught previously.